It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Over the past several weeks, we've been talking about the external factors that affect the Inland Empire economy, what Dr. Husing calls the national metrics, such as interest rates, inflation, oil prices, national regulatory policy, and even international trade policy. And Dr. Husing adds that it's not just policy from out of state or even out of the country that affects the Inland Empire economy.
The manufacturing sector gets affected by what's going on policy-wise. And this time, it's more Sacramento than it is Washington that is affecting what goes on. In May of 2018, cents per kilowatt hour for industrial electricity in California was at 12.64 cents per kilowatt hour. Who was second in the West? Colorado. How much higher are we over second place? 74.6% more expensive. Now, you're a manufacturing company. You're expanding because manufacturing has been growing in the country. Think of maybe coming to California and you find out that the second most expensive electricity in the Western United States is that California is 74.6% more expensive, tilt, halt, wait a minute, do I want to go there? If I'm in California and I'm a heavy user of electricity, I'm going to think, why am I in this state? Maybe I should be considering moving. Again, if we look at the adjacent states, it's 689 cents per kilowatt hour in Arizona. That is, California is 83.5% more expensive. What about adjacent Nevada? 5.3 cents versus California, 12.64. That is 135% more expensive. Why would you put a manufacturing plant in California, given those kinds of numbers? Honestly, and I was talking with a very liberal group the other day, and they said, well, isn't renewables going to bring all that down? The answer is no. It's because of renewables. Because renewables are more expensive than generating electricity with natural gas, which is carbon-based product. Now we're saying in the state we're going to go to 100%. Well, right, the mandate right now is 50%. I believe it's in 2035. It was 33% by that, and we're at that now. But it's driving up the price because the alternatives are less expensive. It is a policy choice. California has decided to become the green energy leader. But it does affect sectors like manufacturing in the Inland Empire, which, by the way, are the kinds of sectors that employ blue-collar technical workers of the kind of our area has large numbers.
Now, let me ask you this. Over the long term, because long term, it's not just California, but European countries and other states and other countries that are starting to get into renewable energy. And over a longer term, as more people get in, wouldn't the cost go down? And as well, over the longer term, as fewer countries start to use fossil fuels or start weaning themselves off of fossil fuels, and therefore there's less production and prices go up. Isn't going to take a while for alternative energy source, what are called alternative energy now, to make fossil fuels the alternative energy?
That is the hope. And part of the problem here is define long term. I mean, one of the jokes in economics is, in the long term, we're all dead. And the question is, what are we doing to that part of California's population, which has the highest poverty rate in the country now? What are we doing to that part of our population in the meantime by basically taking the leadership role, or as some parts of the legislature that represent poorer districts are saying, we are basically taking a position faster than the technology can provide us with exactly the solution that you're looking at.
Other states and other countries aren't doing that, though, and they're getting the benefit of lower fossil fuel prices now. But are they just going to continue to drag their feet until sometime that curve does invert, and then they're in bigger trouble? And California, because it had the foresight, Germany, it had the foresight, you know, other countries and other regions had the foresight to go to alternative. I mean, yes, it's sort of hard on the economy over the next 10 years, but if you're looking at 30 to 50 years.
If you're looking at 30 to 50 years, yes. But in 30 to 50 years, most of the people who are poor now won't be here.
There will be a whole new group of people. You don't want a third generation of poor people, though. You want to try to improve the...
In the meantime, you have created basically what the current policy is doing. And this is, frankly, why I became an independent rather than a campaigner for the party in power in Sacramento. Because I'm looking at people that are alive now, and everything in this particular piece of policy is really, it's the poor who are paying the price.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.